This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The death toll from the devastating earthquake that struck Haiti has risen to just under 2,200, according to the Caribbean Nation Civil Protection Agency. More than 12,260 people were injured when the quake hit the southwestern part of Haiti on Saturday. The Civil Protection Agency added that 332 people have been reported missing and rescue operations were ongoing. Tremors continue to rock the area. Tens of thousands of buildings were destroyed and damaged at the impoverished nation, still recovering from another devastating earthquake back in 2010. Haiti has also been beleaguered by gang violence, COVID-19 political chaos, which spiked last month after the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. The government has declared a month-long state of emergency in the four provinces affected by the quake. The Taliban are continuing to consolidate power in Afghanistan amid reports of violence against protesters in the eastern part of the country, a day after the Islamist group announced the war is over and there would be no retribution. Witnesses said Taliban insurgents fired into the air, beat people with batons in the city of Jalalabad, where a group of demonstrators tried to take down the Taliban flag and replace it with the Afghan national flag on Wednesday. At least three people were killed, many others injured. The Taliban did not comment on the incident. The Taliban on Tuesday vowed to respect women's rights within Islamic law and form an inclusive Islamic government. The situation around the Afghan capital, Kabul, continued to remain calm Wednesday, days after the Taliban took control of the city. For more news, join us at VOAnews.com via remote. This is